Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The college football thing with Nick Saban, right? So he got into it, apparently, when people started talking to him about this Central Florida stuff where regards to, you know, them claiming that they're the national champions and putting up, what, banners and rings. They got everyone on the team rings. And everyone knows that they did that. UCF, the athletic director, they claimed a crown. They had a national champs undefeated on the field after beating Auburn in the Peach Bowl. And that turned into a celebration, a national championship bonuses paid to coaches, national championship rings for the players. And then a sign in Orlando at the stadium, 2017 national championships. Ever since, people have been ripping them. Auburn ripped them. And then now Nick Saban said, if you honor and respect the system that we have, despite all of the imperfections, that you understand the system that it has, then you wouldn't do something out of respect for the system that we have. I guess anybody has the prerogative to claim anything, but self-proclaimed is not the same as actually earning it. And there's probably a significant number of people who don't respect people who make self-proclaimed sort of accolades for themselves. Anyway, Frost said, all I'll say is, as if we had stayed there, I would have had a hard time getting behind it. At the end of the day, the playoff system is for the national champion, is the team that wins the playoff. So it would appear to me that White or Frost agrees with it, that they're not the national champs.
Well, of course, Frost agrees.
Because he left.
Frost is gone, and he's gone to where did he go? He went to a big conference school.
That'll play for national championships.
So I can see where Frost – I'm tired of this, to be quite honest with you, really. It was fun and cute a couple months ago after it all happened, and it was – you know, they had like – I forget what they did. You know, they had a party or a parade. Now, like, we're going too far now with the rings and the – banners and just, dude, you guys didn't win the national title, okay?
That's it.
You didn't win. Alabama won. They beat Georgia on the field. We watched the game.
Right.
That was the national title game. You guys didn't lose a
game.
They're
living in a dream world.
That's exactly what they're doing. And the more they do it, like you said, they look dumber and dumber each time they do it. You guys didn't play Alabama or Georgia in the national title game.
Right.
You played Auburn. I'll give you credit. You kicked their ass. Good job.
He said we've only had one undefeated team, and it's really hard to do. So I have a tremendous amount of respect for their team and what they were able to accomplish. And they can make every claim that they should have been in the playoff. I get it. But we have a system, and it's not fair to the people who went through the system and earned their way playing really, really good teams. I mean, really good teams and really tough games. It's not quite fair to them for somebody else just to decide to claim a national championship. It has no impact or significance on my feeling of what our team accomplished. I mean, I'm so proud of the adversity they overcame, the togetherness that they have, the work they put in, you know, the resiliency they showed throughout the season to overcome injuries, the resiliency in the Georgia game to come back to win. These are characteristics that I don't care what anybody else says or does. It would not fundamentally affect what I feel about our group of players and what they've been able to accomplish. So anyway, he said, there's college football's history is littered with seasons with more than one team claiming a national, champion. We've seen that before. That's not how it's done anymore. Saban said, referring to the era where before the BCS in the playoff, all the national championships that we won, we had to play somebody to win them. And we got in the game because of the season we had.
Jeez, honestly,
I agree with everything he said.
In 2010, did TCU put a banner up saying that they won the national title? They went 13-0 that year. No, they didn't. Did Boise State in 2009, did they put a banner up saying that they won the national title? How about Utah in 2008? All these teams did it in the past. They didn't win the national title. They didn't do all this crap that UCF's doing. Why are they doing this?
It makes them look ridiculous.
Stupid.
Chris in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on tonight, Pharrell? How you doing, dude?
How's everything?
Hey, everything's good. Just wanted to get your opinion on a couple of topics, and I'll go off the air and listen.
First,
you've already given your one opinion on it. My first topic was being an Alabama fan down in Orlando, the Orlando area. It's, you know, they have the prerogative, like Coach Saban said, to do, you know, whatever they want to claim. But what would irk me is, you know, they're down in Orlando competing, you know, when they're advertising, because there's billboards all over Orlando with the UCF, you know, championship, 2017 champions.
Right.
And, you know, when you're down in Orlando competing for the advertisement dollar with Disney World and Universal Studios, that school is putting out a bunch of money, you know, to rent the city of Orlando for the parade and so forth.
Right.
And, you know, that money could be spent back in the athletics department, I would think, to get them better equipment or a bigger weight room, you know, because UCF Stadium, you know, it's on wheels. It's just aluminum. It's just an aluminum stadium that they can move. And you would think that they, instead of spending those millions on something as ludicrous as, you know.
Wait a minute. Stop. Go back to what you were just saying. Their stadium is what?
When they first constructed it, the sideline bleachers, the first 10 or 20 rows were actually movable in case they wanted to expand before they actually anchored them.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
They've only had that stadium for 3 or 4 years. They played for years. They played out of the old Citrus Bowl there in Orlando.
Right. So now they play in a different place?
Yeah, they had their own stadium, own campus stadium.
Right, I've seen it. It's like that little oval one, right? Am I wrong?
Exactly. It's all bleachers. It's aluminum bleachers like you would find in a gymnasium.
Yeah, I've seen it. I come to think of it, because I was watching all those big games they played in late in the season with South Florida and everything else, right? So,
exactly.
But they're spending all this money on all this promotion and everything else, and the more I think about it, it's like, I mean, they're getting carried away with it, but it's not like, I get it. They're doing it in their own city where everyone there kind of is riding along with this fairy tale that they're like the champions, right? Like they all, I think the people in Orlando and in the community and at Central Florida, they all actually have bought into this. They're like drinking the Kool-Aid that they're the national champions. They've actually, so like the community and city of Orlando, they're actually like, no one is like seeing the billboard and driving off the road and crashing. They're like seeing the billboard and going, you know, we know they went undefeated. They're the champs in our eyes. I think people actually down there believe it. They actually believe that they're the national champions. So they're all just basically tripping. Everyone there is tripping. They have no idea what they just believe that they're the champs because someone told them they were. So they're all just like, all right, whatever, we're champs, cool. There's a nice billboard, whatever. And I don't think anyone there, believe it or not, in Orlando, frankly, cares about them putting money back into the athletic department, because I don't think people actually, human beings, actually sit around worrying about, I don't think you do either. I'm saying this. I don't know anyone that sits around worrying about, you know, what kind of funding the athletic departments are going to have in the, you know, like in the off season or whatever. They're not playing right now. Carver, how do you sit around and mull over the Notre Dame athletic department budget? Do you?
Never. Never. I don't.
How much money can be funneled back into the program?
I kind of don't have to do that because, let's be honest, the Notre Dame Athletic Fund is probably infinite.
God is supplying it.
It's not really something that I'm thinking about.
The Catholic Church is providing Notre Dame.
But maybe at a smaller place like UCF, it is something to consider. They're wasting the money with all the garbage that they're doing with a national title that they didn't win.
Well, they've actually, their athletic department, as you've noticed in recent years, has started blowing up, and it's getting, you know, bigger and bigger. Their sports teams are getting better, right? And basketball, football, they're getting better in everything, right? So they're obviously recruiting better, and they're obviously making more money. And it would appear to me they have more money down there nowadays to compete You don't get all those good players and a perfect season if you're not competing with South Florida, Miami, Florida, and Florida State. Central Florida is now in full swing competition, if you ask me, with South Florida and Tampa. They're in Orlando. And then Gainesville, Tallahassee, and in Coral Gables. Those are the big schools. And there's plenty of other colleges, tons of them in Florida. But those are the heavies. And I think, for me, Central Florida is basically there now. They're competing with the big boys, and they're not afraid to throw the money around.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.